I'm a human, and as a human, I eat. I got Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
You want to do commercials, but you could do a lot of commercials because your type is very marketable right now. I'm kind of not.
All I want to do is fucking sell people on shit they don't need.
There you go.
If I could sell people on shit they don't need all day, every day, by the way, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, I would fucking do it, dog.
Well, yeah, I live the dream, baby.
All I want to do is hold a Sprite can in my hand and wink at you like I mean it. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. I would like a force field.
Okay. Let's get on that. Do we have our top men on that one?
We got some top men on this, actually.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that.
We got our top British men, too.
Ooh.
Which I always love when a scientist has a British accent.
They're more suave.
Yeah.
They're working on it, but you can tell that they also have probably had a martini that morning.
Do you know what I like is when a scientist with a British accent is also clearly super attractive but hiding behind glasses?
Yeah.
That's the best kind of scientist we have in the world. And if you look at the Nobel Prize winners throughout history, mostly hot Brits.
It's like 15 Cumberbatches.
Oh.
It's please. A batch of Cumberbatches.
It's a metric Cumberbatch is actually a scientific unit that is used to measure the hotness of scientists.
Yeah. You always want to have more than one Cumberbatch.
Yeah, you got to have like at least, you want to be working on a 3 or 4 Cumberbatch team. Because that's the only way your shit's going to get noticed. Scientists, engineers from the University of Sussex and Bristol in England have created a sonic tractor beam.
Well, it's not really a force field. It sounds like a tractor beam brings stuff closer to me, right? That's how I know from video games.
But listen, we also know from Star Trek that shields and tractor beams work on the same technology.
Well, they work on the same power source, which is why I need more dilithium crystals.
Mm-hmm. And not just one lithium.
No.
Dilithium.
We need
two lithiums at once.
That's right.
That's it. That's all it takes for the future. Take one lithium battery.
We can't space travel with one
and
lithium
just
battery.
Shove two lithiums together.
Now we can space travel.
Now we're going to other stars. So here's the deal. They have created a device that uses sound waves to remotely lift and move objects. Okay.
Whoa.
Now what they can also do with that is they can freeze an object, they can hold an object in place.
Oh, not freeze, but like
immobilize.
Maintain. Yeah, there you go.
So, which is why it can sort of work like a force field. It's essentially a wall. It can be a wall. But this is on a very small scale. So what it is it uses, you're not allowed to call this episode Wall of Sound. We've already discussed this.
I know, but I want to anyway.
So the deal is, this is small. I don't want you guys to imagine something giant. I don't want you guys to imagine hot British scientists floating in space. Actually, imagine hot British scientists floating in space.
Yeah.
But do that for your own benefit.
Yeah.
Do that on your own time.
Floating Cumberbatches.
I do that a lot on my own time. If you guys, by the way, if you want to see my Fitzsimmons Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. /fic, I'll hook you guys up with a link. I think about them floating all the time.
You can find it at hotbritishscientistsfloatinginspace.com.
I have very, very specific fetishes, and thank God the internet can always provide for them. So this is a very tiny, in the picture, the gentleman is holding the object in his hand, and it's a small platform of 64 speakers. They look almost like...
It's literally done with speakers?
Yeah.
This dude just was like...
It's sound, dude!
Wow.
It's just sound. That's what's crazy.
This guy's like, all you gotta do is put on some Pantera, and then... You just jump toward your speakers and you'll fly in space.
It works with the dead, doesn't work with fish. Hopefully, Gen 2, we're going to have that for you.
Yeah, what you're really looking for is like a pretty upbeat bass line. Mm-hmm. And you got to have like a wicked cool drummer to kind of keep you up in the air.
Yeah, you really want more of like a Pearl Jam or a Disco Biscuits. Like,
there you
don't
go.
Want like a...
any downbeat
jam bands,
stuff,
everybody. So it's
you can levitate with ska, but I'll be honest, you're gonna hit the ground a lot.
You can only use third wave ska. it's the only wave with enough power. So it's 64 of these tiny speakers.
Are they
almost
special?
Look like
are they special speakers?
They almost look like speakers from like out of a tiny, like one of those AM/FM radio watches or something like that. You remember like spy tech stuff that you would wear, like tiny.
It's like 48 watches strapped together.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they are these tiny loudspeakers driven at 40 kilohertz with 15 volts, 9 watts of power. So they're not crazy powerful speakers.
Huh.
And what they do is it's a very, very specific frequency at a constant rate that basically holds up this object. Now, the object that they're holding up, in case you're wondering how well this works, is one bead of polystyrene.
Oh.
1.98 millimeters in diameter. The tiniest bead of styrofoam.
Ah, that's not too exciting, I guess, because I feel like if you wanted to lift something of any actual weight, the number and breadth of speakers you would need to have beneath it would be prohibitive.
Sure. And I mean, this is one of those, hey, baby steps, right?
Right.
We know that sound, one of the spokespeople for the project was like, look, we all know that sound has a physical effect. We know that it can have force. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to get to the point where we could have like really minute control over it. So they have three shapes of acoustic force fields that they use.
That's like force fields that went on MTV's Unplugged. It's like the force fields were the album was good.
That's but so they, terrible.
But they wanted to do an acoustic version.
Kids, ask your parents what MTV Unplugged is. Kids, ask your parents if that dad joke was worth it.
Kids, ask your parent what the MTV is.
Kids, what's an MTV? Kids, rock the vote. The first is a pair of fingers or tweezers, basically.
Whoa.
So they basically grip onto something and move it.
Sound
with
fingers.
With sound fingers.
Wow.
Sound fingers.
Which, by the way, is the name of the band plays the music the sound fingers. Sound fingers creates sound fingers.
Sound fingers plays sound fingers live in Vegas.
You should hear their acoustic set. It's amazing.
The second is an acoustic vortex that traps an object at its core.
Wow.
Just holds onto it at its center of gravity.
So these are literally just different frequencies that achieve each of these different effects?
Mm-hmm. So because the speakers, there are like 64 of these speakers, it's almost like LED backlighting on a TV, right? So like part of the image is dark, so it turns off the LEDs or turns up the brightness.
Right.
So it's kind of doing that where it's using different sounds, different frequencies, different intensities of those sounds, volumes, all that stuff to create these different like invisible grippy fingers.
If you were sitting next to it, would you hear something? Is it making noises or is it like working on a sound frequency
it
that's
sounds
imperceptible
like
to
this
the human
is gonna
ear?
Be it sounds like it's 240 hertz. I don't know. I don't think we can hear that. Maybe we can hear that.
I think we can.
Can we?
I think so. I just don't know if... Is it like going... Is that what you would hear next to it? Or
human hearing range in hertz. 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. So if this is going at 40, and I don't know that it's going at a constant 40, it's just what the speakers are capable of, we could potentially hear it. Yeah.
Wild.
I should let you know that the third version, in case anybody's wondering what that was, is a high-intensity cage.
Whoa.
That holds the object from all directions. Instead of just its core, it's the fucking phantom zone.
So you don't feel any sound in the center, but the edges have sound? How does that work?
Yeah, you're just trapped inside a cage.
Sound cage.
Sound cage. Like a mime.
Like a mime.
It's like a mime prison.
It's a mime's worst nightmare because it can't make any sound. And so it can't even combat the sound cage.
Actually, it's a mime cheating is what it is. If you really think about it, it's like, oh, I'm trapped in a box. That looks really real. It really looks like he's coming up against the edge of
a box.
No,
he really is. He spent many years of his life developing that sound cage.
Seems like, number one, he's cheating. And number two, he would be better serving the scientific community than the miming community.
No, he just had dreams of being the world's greatest mime.
But no physical coordination? Is that the deal?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
You should see his rope work. It's actually rope, but he invented invisible rope.
Once again, I have to say,
yeah,
he should be filing patents on some of this stuff.
No, it's really more for the miming effect is what he wants.
It's all for the love of the mime.
Yeah. All for the love of the mime.
That's going to be the name of my biography. All for the love of the mime. So the team is working on variants of this technology. Number one, obviously, they want a larger beam, right?
We want more than one bead of polystyrene.
So they want one that's going to levitate a soccer ball from 30 feet away.
Yeah, that'll freak out the six-year-olds. Just kick the ball! I can't! It's floating 3 feet in the air!
Kick the ball, Brayden!
Why is it so loud here?
It's not loud, Brayden. You just suck. Come on, Brayden. I raised you better.
I can't get out of this sound cage!
Brayden.
Of course they're all named Brayden. Yeah, they're all named Brayden. Brayden. Don't make your kids play soccer. Not in America. Don't do that to them.
I played soccer. Yeah. Did you not?
You seem like a kid who played soccer.
I was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I was an all-star soccer player. I was a left fullback. I was a defensive player. That's good.
I'm super good at Sega Soccer Slam.
Oh, well, there you go. It's basically the same thing.
I like to play as the team with the luchador that kicks things on fire. That's a good soccer.
Yeah, it is a good soccer.
the other thing they want to do, and this is the one that I am super, super into, they want to make an incredibly small version for manipulating particles inside the human body to aid with microsurgery.
Whoa. Just sound waves operating on you.
Basically Magneto.
Wow, yeah. Sound-neto.
Sound, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you could get in there and just, like, tiny little, oh, there's a tiny little blockage in the heart. What do we have to do? Nothing. We just point this sound at it.
Wow.
And it chips away at it. Or we can move this tiny stent into place instead of the doctor having to do it by hand. Or
they actually play Heart, the album.
God damn it.
They actually
it's just
play.
Gonna be music puns all the way down. It's just I don't even know why I did this one. I should have seen it coming.
Would you not want to do that? What you're saying, you should probably just have other artists that have songs about the heart. Is that what you're saying? Is that your position? Not actually. Heart is too on the nose.
I'm gonna sit back. I got my coffee. I'm going to sip it for 15 seconds. I'm going to let you get it all out of your system.
Like Total Eclipse of the Heart is what you're saying? Like that would be the perfect operation song is Total Eclipse of the Heart? Or,
he can't do it while I'm counting down with my fingers.
I don't
fingers.
Like it. You're messing with me.
You're stressing me out. I'm giving him 15 seconds to do anything
like
he wants
it.
And he can't do it. Remember that. so they really believe that this technology could have like an incredibly wide breadth of uses. I mean, number one, fucking with kids on the soccer field, obviously.
Right. That's
microsurgery.
Sure.
That's use case two. Sonic production line, assembling delicate products without physical human contact.
Wow. Crazy. So in a completely sterile environment, like you might want to find in a silicone, you know, chip production place where people have to be very careful about contamination.
Some of this stuff is still done with tweezers by hand.
Yeah,
like
right.
That's what's great. Because
with people in full suits to try to not, you know, contaminate it in any way. I think that'd be amazing. That it's just this room full of sound waves bouncing things in moving things. But it seems like such a level of precision that you would have to have. It's amazing to me that sound waves can do that.
It seems odd to me that we would get to the point where we can use these sonic things before we build mechanical tools that are small and precise enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it feels to me like we would get those first.
Right.
Before we get this sound stuff.
But if you get to the point where you can, there's literally nothing touching it. Mm-hmm. It's just waves of sound that are touching it. That's pretty remarkable.
Tiny mad scientist brother on a road trip.
Stop touching me.
I'm not touching you.
Just stop it. I can feel it.
I'm not touching you. Look at my hands. I'm clearly not touching you.
Well, something's touching me because I can feel it.
I can't be touching you because I am mailing the UN my demands. Mom, tell him I can't be touching him because I'm mailing the UN my demands.
Both of you, stop it or we were not going to drive to the secret underground lair. I will turn this car around.
One day I'll destroy you, mother.
Listen to your mother.
Everything about you. I'll end both of you, mother and father.
But it feels like I'm in a tiny cage back here. I don't know.
Does it feel like it's getting tinier and tinier?
My core is frozen.
Yep.
Both of you, stop it.
He's
or
just
no
getting
one...
car sick because he's a wussy baby. Stop looking at me before I strike you blind. Hey, can we stop at the world's largest pencil?
Yeah, the world's largest pencil.
I'm super psyched by this stuff. I think it's amazing. Oh, and then they're talking about ultra haptics, too.
Wow.
Ultra Haptics.
Oh yeah, so you get actual feedback from it. So you know, it's something would gently nudge you, and it would feel like when you're in VR or something, it would feel like you're touching things.
Yes,
that's rad.
That's kind of cool. And
yeah.
Apparently, these research facilities have worked on that before, and we kind of talked about something like this way, way, way long time ago, which was like an invisible sort of hologram of sound.
Yes.
That feels like an object.
Right.
And I love the idea of this because we're talking about like. I keep thinking of those laser keyboards, those terrible laser keyboards that were popular a few years ago. You remember those? Where
yeah.
It's like you hook it to your mobile phone and it projects like a
yeah,
keyboard onto the desk.
Any size.
And you type on it and it's like it hurt and it didn't work.
Right.
And
no one wanted that because there was no feedback.
Yeah. And this could
kind
just
of like
be
like my iPhone.
Yeah. And you could just type on something that feels like a keyboard. Or, you know, for anything.
I'd finally be able to make my VR mime simulation game that I've been wanting to make.
That's cheating. That's if you turn on God mode in the mime game.
Yeah. Amazing.
But,
like, you will feel like what a mime feels in its mind.
A room like this, though, could be incredibly useful for VR. I mean, we've played some VR stuff. And it's sort of getting there.
Right.
Like, it's sort of like we played the Vive where you actually have the ability to use your hands a bit in VR.
Well, you're actually holding a physical object in that case.
Yeah. So. Imagine, like, a room where you walk in and it's empty except for this sound field. I mean, it's holodeck, right?
It is holodeck, yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're wearing a VR headset. It's in a 3D space. It shows you a desk, and you can feel the desk.
Crazy.
That's holodeck,
dude. That'd be rad.
That would be so good.
But does that, I mean, in that case, are you literally walking into a room that's just speakers on every surface?
Maybe. I don't know.
Four walls of speaker.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
I told you couldn't say wall of sound, and you've just been trying to avoid it for 15 minutes.
It's not easy. I did compensate with other things.
Yes, you did. But I think there's so many different ways that this could be used. Obviously, the first thing we're going to see is a destructive military use. But
obviously.
Yeah. But I can't wait for it to trickle down after it's done killing and immobilizing our enemies.
Yeah.
That's going to be really amazing.
It really is going to be good when we're finally able to have that holodeck after we've conquered.
It goes military, medical, industrial, porn,
mm-hmm.
household.
Yeah. It's called trickle-down science.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Look it up. Look it up, guys. It's a real thing that I invented just now.
But it's very accurate, actually.
Yeah.
Very, very accurate.
I don't know. Let's take it this way. They're listing this thing as having unlimited uses. Name a use, you guys, that we have not thought of.
Yeah, I think that there are unlimited uses. If you can literally create a tapestry of feeling and also manipulate objects, it does feel like a superpower. It does feel like Magneto. It feels like there really is. It's the superhero that's too powerful that you kind of have to write out in Act One. You have to figure out a way why he doesn't just solve all the problems.
Like, we're really sorry we did the iron and the blood thing. We shouldn't have done the iron
and
the blood
thing. Because you could have just instantly won every fight. Yeah.
What is a use that we have not mentioned that you would love to use this technology for? And hey, man, get megalomaniacal, get dirty. We don't care.
Yeah.
We're not your dads.
You can send that to us on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Cannata.
I'm at A Carboni, and you can hashtag those.
Wall of sound! Wall of sound.
Fine, you can hashtag those wall of sound.
Yes!
And hey, you guys, did you know that if you have a torso, you can cover it with clothing?
Yes.
And probably should in most civilized situations.
It's frowned upon to be shirtless or shoeless and want service.
Yeah. So in order to help you with half of that problem, we have created some t-shirts for We Have Concerns. If you go to wehaveconcerns.com/shop or store, I think they both work.
Do they?
I made it so they both work. Yeah.
Because
I said one before and then I said the other and I was like, shit, I got to make them both
work
now. It's
more likely that neither work, but
hey,
try one of them.
Roll the dice. Roll the dice and grab either a dad jokes or no dad jokes t-shirts with more coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.